What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 367, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something that keeps the podcast on going, gives us a little kickback, and you can order some stuff. What's the last thing you've actually ordered from Amazon there, Ryan?
What did I get? I feel like it was like a book or something, maybe.
Okay.
I ordered a book a while back. I don't think that's the last thing. I'm going to look real quick here. But I noticed my camera was off a bit. We haven't podcasted in 2 weeks, so I've obviously shuffled my desk around.
I know. It feels like we haven't podcasted in months. Like, I feel...
I don't know about months, like but...
I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel like I'm out of it today, but I feel like we haven't... I feel like a lot has happened.
Yeah.
In that week that you were gone. Ryan was on vacation. How was your vacation? I didn't even get to ask you.
It was good. Like, I think I got food poisoning one evening. So, it just kind of didn't feel great for the, last half of the vacation.
Yeah.
But, no, it was good. We had a good time.
That's good. Was there a highlight? Was there...
I don't know. Just relaxing.
Yeah, it's so weird because... Okay, so it's... June.
We're trying not to do like too much crazy stuff this year.
So. Yeah. So it's June. It's like summer, right? It's summertime. Mm-hmm. It hasn't felt like summer here all that much because it's just been cloudy and gloomy. And the sun's actually out today. That's fun. Did you go on a boat or anything? Did you do that last time? Maybe?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, I see all my friends back home. They're like out, I'm just like, it's just cold, kind of not super cold, but it's just like been gloomy here. It's a little weird. Yeah. So hopefully it feels like summer here soon enough. But of course, you're not here to hear us talk about Ryan's vacation and how I'm complaining about living in San Diego, which I really don't think I should be complaining about. But lots of tech stuff. Obviously, we weren't here last week. Last week, we did kind of finish up Computex coverage. If you do want to check that out, if you go on the website, right up here, there's a tab that says Computex 2023. That's going to have every article that we wrote about Computex, all the news coming out of Computex. So you can just go ahead and check that out. We're not going to cover that stuff because I feel like it's already passed a lot of the stuff. We have new news and new reviews this week. We also have our show notes page, which I have up right here. If you want to go ahead and follow along and see everything that we are going to be talking about this week, we're going to start it off with a graphics card. So I took a look at a GeForce RTX 4060 Ti. Now, this came out at the end of May. PNY sent us one out last week, and I hurried up and got this review.
Yeah, I saw this show up on the site this morning. I was like, oh, I didn't know this was coming down
the pipe. I wasn't expecting it, and then they reached out, and of course, you don't want to take it. And again, we didn't have a 4060 Ti coming into review, so I was kind of wondering. And I think the thing with all of these graphics cards, the 40 series, is a lot of gamers, especially in that mid-range, are like, is this going to be the card? Is this going to be the card? You know, we talked about it with the 4070. You know, is this the card that I should get? So 4060 Ti obviously is, you know, below the 4070, which we talked about and reviewed. This one's based on the AD106 5 nanometer silicone. 4,352 CUDA cores, 34 RT cores, 136 Tensor cores and TMUs, 48 ROPs, only 8 gigabytes of GDDR6, and that 8 gigabytes only goes across a 128-bit memory interface. When you hear 8 gigabytes of VRAM and 128-bit memory interface, like, what do you think about?
Not a current generation graphics card.
Yeah.
Right. If it was across a wider bus and maybe had some more throughput, right? Maybe this would be all right. But Lord Taltos.
Yeah.
Up emoji in the chat. So
we'll talk about the PNY card, obviously, but just on like a general.
Yeah, just in general for NVIDIA. Yeah.
I think once again, gamers are disappointed. This is a $400 card. $399 for the MSRP cards. And then obviously if you're going to get a higher end card, like a Strix, an Auris, something like that, you're going to pay more. I mean, again, in our testing, and this is going to do 1080p fine. You're going to do 1080p sure. for 100 FPS without any type of DLSS and stuff like that. You'll do 1440, depending on the title, easily over 60 FPS there too, without, again, DLSS 3 or any of those things. And I didn't have a 3060 Ti to test it specifically against. But from everything that I saw, it's around 15% better than the previous generation, which would be the 3060 Ti. So 2.5 years later, 15% better without frame generation, DLSS, things like that. It's at the same price, you know.
Yeah, that helps, that like comparison between generations, but it's still not great.
It just, to me, it just doesn't, I feel like, do you remember that 1060?
Sure, yeah.
GTX 1060, it felt like a great bang for your buck.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
It felt like the card that if somebody was gaming at esports titles and 1080p type stuff, like, I don't know, it just was a really good bang for your buck. And this card just doesn't feel like you're getting the bang for the, again, $400 that you're spending. And again, the performance is good. Like, you know, being able to game at over 60 FPS at 1440p, and again, great frame rates at 1080p. You know, and Lord Taltosh in the chat, he says 3060 has the same amount of VRAM and the same type with a wider bus. And yeah, I mean, it's just, and again, I feel bad for like companies like PNY and all these companies coming out with these cards, because it's like,
well, it's what they've got to make if they want to stay in business, right?
Again, like you know, if you're on a 30 series card, there's absolutely no reason to upgrade to this card, right? There's no reason to upgrade. Maybe if you're on a 20 series, if you're on a 10 series, it is going to be a better upgrade. And absolutely. Again, when you're coming, especially from the 10 series, not only are you getting the performance increase, but on top of that, you are getting the RT core, so you can mess around with ray tracing. You are getting the extra things like the tensor cores, and you can do DLSS 3. You can obviously do things like NVIDIA broadcast and those things that you didn't get on the 10 series, right? But beyond that, it's right. it's a very hard sell at the price.
Like you said, though, you know, all these companies they're like stuck having to build a you know, offer a card based on a product that they may not even be that jazzed about, right? Like, they're like, well, we've got to sell these things so that we can stay in business, because our competitors are going to be building cards with this design. Yeah. But they're stuck with, you know, those specs from NVIDIA.
The really crazy thing that I see is, one, this car came out pretty late in the game. And like, we have, and I talked about this in the review at length. What is this naming? What is it? What's the naming of this series? And why are we getting, again, like, okay, so we didn't get a TI in the 80 and 90 series, but we got a TI in the 70 series. We got a TI in the 60 series. Why? Why is that?
Yep.
And again, with the 4060, we're actually going to get three 4060 cards. We're going to get the normal 4060, which is coming out at the end of this month, which we'll talk about. Then we have a 4060 Ti, which is this card that I reviewed. But then there's also going to be a 4060 Ti 16 gig that will come out next month.
Yeah.
And how confusing is that for the consumer, right? Because I know when you go to, especially like a bigger store, like a Best Buy, you know, not a Micro Center, but like especially like a Best Buy, right? There's only so much room on the shelf for like 4060s, right? And you have three different SKUs there, and however different many manufacturers, like it's very confusing for the consumer. That, and I just, again, the 8 gigabytes is, I think a lot of people think that that 16 gig card wasn't even supposed to be.
They've just created it because of the backlash.
Because of the backlash, and because, again, some of these newer titles will max out that VRAM. But the problem with the 16 gig is that the 16 gig is $500. And I, as a consumer, can go buy 8 gigabytes of GDDR6 for, like, as a consumer, again, I just buy it online. I can get it for like $30, which means these companies can get it for like $15 or $12. So NVIDIA charging $100 premium for 8 more gigabytes of VRAM, nothing else has changed.
Yeah.
Is just kind of asinine as well.
Well, and we can't leave AMD out of the 8 gig debacle either, right? Their 7600 is also an 8 gig card.
But, true, very true.
Because they were throwing a lot of shade at NVIDIA before they announced their 7600 having 8 gigs. True. But so it's a problem across both manufacturers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
At this level, right? This lower.
But again, this is a $400 level.
Yeah.
And again, it seems like the $400 level, if it feels like not like a better than integrated graphics entry level, but it feels like an entry level card in some respects. I don't know. You know, the PNY card itself, this is their entry level as well. So this is their MSRP card. Pretty simple design. This is the first PNY card that I've actually ever taken a look at, I believe. So dual fan design here. This is strictly 2-slot card. It is 245 millimeters long, I believe. So it's, you know, if you did want to do like a small form factor build, this should fit in there pretty easily. Like I said, strictly 2 slots, so it doesn't go over anything like that. It does have your standard 8-pin PCI Express power connection on there as well. It does have a blow-through design too. So you see the PCB, and then at the end here, the fan will actually blow through. So you can see it's open there at the end. Full cover metal backplate on this. No RGB lighting or anything like that. You know, but again, regardless of the card, and again, this is a good entry-level card. The fans are quiet. Were quiet in my testing. It does a good job with cooling. There's nothing wrong with the PNY card. It's that, again, we have this 60 series class card that really feels like a 50 series class card, if that makes sense.
Oh, with a price.
Yeah, with the price of a 60 series card. And then, and again, I think so many gamers, and I'm sure there's a lot of gamers like on that 1060 level of card that are like waiting for the upgrade. And it's hard for them to really.
I mean, if you're moving from a 1060 to this, like,
yeah, it's going to be
good. You're going to have an amazing experience.
Yeah. I don't know. Taltosh in the chat says he can buy an A770 for as much as $80 less and get everything the 4060 Ti provides and more. So why is my incentive to buy less and pay more? Is that the 16 gig version, or is that the 8 gig version? I would say the only thing that you would be getting better on the NVIDIA side is you do get that software package, right? And I would say the software support and driver support, at least right now, is still better on the NVIDIA side, right? You're not going to have to worry about certain bugs as much or bugs getting fixed as quickly. Obviously, that's going to get better over time, but yeah. So yeah, he said, yeah, the 16 gig version.
An old man. Did you see his?
Old man said, NVIDIA is promoting this as a 1080p card for sure. They definitely are. If this trend continues, the 4050 Ti will be a 720p card and the 4050 will be a 480p card. Yeah, it makes me wonder because we will talk about it, but the 4060 that's coming out the end of this month, the non-Ti, is a whole different chip with a lot less performance. So is that Is that going to be the East? You know, we always have like a 1080p card, and then we have the esports card, right? For your Counter-Strike, for your all your esports, your Dota, your, you know, for those titles, right? So will we only go down to 4060, or will there be, you know, we've seen rumors of the 4050. What will the 4050 or 4050 Ti be like? What will those cards be?
How do you sell that? If you've called this one your 1080p card, exactly, like, oh, this is for those 720 gamers, you're like, you can't even buy a 720 monitor. You can drop your screen down to that, I guess.
But yeah, I guess it would be like the better than discrete, right? Graphics. You know, and again, it's just I think at the end of the day, and this is not just NVIDIA related either, but I do feel we are getting a lot less value for our dollar. And when it comes to graphics cards, and when it comes to a lot of things, the past couple of years, we're getting a lot less value for our dollar. But yeah, I mean, like I said, the PNY card, it's great. I don't have an issue with the PNY card. It's just that NVIDIA, you know, I guess I just feel like they kind of dropped the ball on this. But like you said, for somebody who's on a 10 series, this would be a nice upgrade.
Sure.
And the cards are built well, and there's really no issues with that. And again, this isn't going to run hot. It doesn't take a whole lot of power. Some of the cards will come with the 16-pin connection, but like this one and other ones, you won't need an adapter or anything like that. So if you had an older power supply, you don't have to buy like a new adapter. You don't have to do any of that stuff. So for those people, I would say this could be a nice upgrade. It just doesn't feel like you're getting what you should be getting at the 60 series level. That's my thoughts on it. You guys can check out the review. I go into depth about all of that in the review. So like I said, check it out if you are interested. Now, would you? I obviously you're on a 2070 currently. Right?
I need to look back at your graphs, because I was like, man, is this actually better than my 2070 Super at 1440? Right, because I think the lowest you tested against was a 3060.
3060, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, this might actually be better than my 2070.
But like for $400, would you get this card, or would
I would love to pay $400 for a new graphics card, but it won't be this one.
Right? Gotcha. Well, like I said, check out the review. I feel. It's not often I get on companies, but I feel like just like, what's NVIDIA doing? Yeah. But who knows? And again, it's not just the price. It's the weird naming. It's launching then unlaunching, you know, and I think Taltosh, did he say it in the chat somewhere? Yeah. He said like losing EVGA was a breach of trust, and there have been some issues with a lot of different things when it comes to NVIDIA in the past couple of years. But we'll move on from graphics cards to a keyboard. Actually, I'll show you the keyboard because I have it right here. So this is on Kickstarter currently. It's called the Low Free Flow. It's a low profile mechanical keyboard. And I said this, and again, it's so cool. Like, all aluminum design here, mechanical key switches, which I'll go into, but it's super thin, it's super light. You can use it wired or wirelessly. It is a really cool keyboard.
I like all the design details, like especially on the bottom, just all the screw holes. Like a lot of these keyboards are like so smooth and like they have nothing on them, but I like those little details that this keyboard has.
Yeah, that is such a great thing. But the best thing about this, and I urge you guys to go over to the website and check out the review, because we have an audio sample. This is the best sounding low profile mechanical keyboard that I've ever used. It sounds good, and it feels like, you know, when you have that just great sound of a keyboard, not just the key switches, but like the, because there's no echo with this, like you're not paying
the body anything. Doesn't buzz,
but like it's just it's such a good experience, and that's what makes this keyboard so good in my opinion. I mean, I was using it up until yesterday when I cleaned this whole desk mess that I had going on off. And I might still use it just to write with, because it like the experience is so good. It's so smooth. And we have a video on our YouTube channel too, if you would rather just watch our YouTube video. It's linked in the article as well. But you definitely want to listen to the audio sample either in the video, or we have an audio sample in the review. But yeah, it's super like small. This is 75% form factor, which is like the new favorite among a lot of people. And I think it's one of my favorites too, because you do like to get the arrow keys, but you don't need the number pad, obviously. And again, it crunches everything down, because in a TKL, everything is a little moved over on this end here. With that, it's all together, which is really nice. Now, I have the light or white version here. So silver casing with white keycaps. Keycaps are PBT, which is really nice. And you can see, you know, we have black legends, and the alternate legends are in this sort of gold. Better look at the keycaps there. Now, the really interesting thing is, this is something I learned doing this review, because I'm not crazy big on mechanical keyboards as far as like the latest trends and you know, things like that. But of course, we have mechanical key switches, low profile mechanical key switches from Kale, but these are full palm switches. So I don't know if you've ever heard of palm or you know what it is. And it is, I'm going to try to say the name, because I had it. It's polyoxymethylene. That's what the switch is made out of. Now, this is typically, this material is used in the stem. So a lot of times switches will be made out of this material, but it's just the stem, right? But with this, the entire switch itself is made out of this palm material, the entire thing. And these are like, they call them self-lubricating switches, because the material has like a lower coefficient of friction compared to like polycarbonate or like nylon, things that like other switches are made out of. So your typing experience will actually get smoother over time. And it's already incredibly smooth, but it will get smoother over time, which is something that obviously I've had this keyboard for about 3 weeks. I know it's a great experience. It's a smooth experience, but I like the idea that it could even get better over time, right? I think that's super, super cool. Also, another thing you really don't see in a low profile keyboard is the gasket mount design. So if you're not familiar with what a gasket mount design is, a lot of keyboards like this other one that I have here, like a bigger keyboards, they have a gasket mount design. Basically, is that the PCB is in between two pieces of like a foam. So the PCB isn't screwed into the chassis of the keyboard. So when you're typing, you don't get that ping. And we've both reviewed keyboards. The one from, what's that one?
The drop
keyboard.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, the drop keyboard. That has like a pinging noise because you don't have the gasket mount design. So with this, you have gasket mount design, you have foam. Again, this makes all the difference when it comes to sound and feel of the keyboard. So this PCB does not touch the casing at all. So it's just a really, really good experience. You can see just how, you know, just how thin it is. The casing itself is only 10 millimeters, but then with the keycaps, and then you have some feet on the bottom, it raises it up to 24.5 millimeters, but it's still super, super thin. The only issue with the feet is that they're non-adjustable. So it's whatever it's, you know, set at, I believe it's either 6 or 8 degrees, for the angle that's set at. You're kind of set there. You can't really change that. So that's something to keep in mind. Ryan talked about with the details, like there's this little metal section over here that has the Low Free logo on it. And obviously the feet are like the same kind of gold color there too, which is really cool. You know, the keyboard is super easy to set up. It is Bluetooth as well as wired. No 2.4 gigahertz here, but this isn't really designed as a gaming keyboard. And it, again, it doesn't feel, this is like a really like a coder typer type of keyboard. It's not going to, it's not really a gaming keyboard. I wouldn't use it as a gaming keyboard, but I use it both wired and wirelessly. It does have some backlighting. So we have white backlighting behind the keys, no per key RGB or anything like that. And I'm okay with that because it keeps the aesthetic of the keyboard. I think, I don't think that RGB is going to make this keyboard any better.
Does that right? have underglow though?
Yes. Like, yeah. So it does.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah, so on the side, you have these like little RGB strips. And again, these can just be changed. Like they're solid colors. There's no rainbow wave or anything like that, but you can change those colors if you want to. So here's like a red, and it, you can kind of see them in the dark, not so much in the day, but again, it's a cool little aesthetic thing, and it's going to look really cool sitting on your desk. And again, you can just toggle the different, it's like set, you know, when you get like an RGB device, it's like seven different colors you can toggle through. And then there is a breathing mode, and of course you can turn them completely off if you want to. The lighting on the keyboard, there's four different brightness modes for the main white LEDs as well. But like I said, the biggest thing about this keyboard is that it is so comfortable, right? It is the best low profile keyboard that I've ever tested. And a lot, like I said, when I get these low profile keyboards into review, I pretty much test them and then I'm like done. Like this is something that I'm probably never going to use again. With this, again, I might just use this just strictly for typing because the experience is that good. It's and again, I never felt, you know, every day I come in here, you know, come into the office and I'm working, I'm writing reviews, I'm doing our news articles, like, and I had it sitting here as my main keyboard for like that entire 3 week period. And I never was like, oh, I got to switch out to my full size keyboard. Right. And I think that was the kind of selling point for me, was like, this is such a good experience. And again, that's what it's all about. Right. And again, they do everything else right too. The aesthetic is really good, super easy to use, you know, has some cool lighting on it, but at the end of the day, it's all about how it feels and how you use it. And like I said, best low profile.
That's my favorite typing style is a low profile mechanical, right? That's why I took my Cherry low profile to work. And I use it there because I type so much during my day job that, yeah, I like that the most. So
yeah.
And this is really cool.
I gave it a 9 out of 10. I did give it our editor's choice. The only reason I gave it a 9 out of 10 is there is no angle adjustment, like on the, you know, with the feet,
with those feet.
Yep. And there's no 2.4 gigahertz wireless. That's the only, I think some people may want that over the Bluetooth, but again, it's $129 on Kickstarter, and then it's going to retail later for $149. So if you want to get on it, we do have the link to the Kickstarter in the article. Check it out. And the link to the Kickstarter is also in our YouTube video. So like I said, check all that out. Really, really cool stuff. So yeah, we'll move on from there to Case Mod Friday. And I just realized that I messed up our whole news because I didn't. That's interesting.
Oh.
Anyways, like in our notes, I put all the other stuff this week is not in the news section. It's in the other stuff this week.
Oh, the new this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, we'll start off with one, and then we want to talk about the other one that we also featured last week because Ryan really likes it. So first we have the Inwin 925, and this one's from Computer Lounge. Again, this is the same case that Ryan.
You're saying I need to step my game up with this one. He's calling me out on social media.
I did call you out on social media
with this thing.
Yeah,
yeah. No, this is nice. I mean, it's very similar setup. You know, I've got a front and a top radiator and fully water cooled, but I'm not pulling anything to the bottom section.
Yeah, it's a custom mid plate, I guess you'd call that, or PSU cover. And I do like these like matte black tubing on this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It just kind of fits the aesthetic really well.
I do need to look into like a res distro plate like that because
I would actually rather
have that than just a standard tube res and pump that I've got.
Right I'm now. Sure this, yeah, this is the FLT 360. That's what that says right there. But I'm sure they make one for that case. I think somebody does.
I know that Maro does or something.
I think EK does as well.
EK might as well.
So. Yeah, they make one for the case. But yeah, just a cool design, cool aesthetic with the blue and the yellow. It just looks really, really good. So shout out to Computer Lounge for that one. And then we do have a really cool one. Let's bring it up here.
Yeah, I'm usually like this style of build usually isn't my favorite, right? Because I don't get into the total custom build thing, but something about this one just like I love, whether it's like the sci-fi, like it looks like a movie prop type of case, I think.
Yeah,
what,
so this
what
is...
does it for me. It looks like it could be a real device in a sci-fi setting.
Yeah, so this is from AK Mod. It's called Purifier. He did it for Clev, who makes like memory and other things, for their Computex booth. And we'll be featuring a lot of these like Computex booth builds over the next couple of probably months, because there was a bunch. And the whole idea of this one is to look like an air purification machine in like a space station. So that's like the whole idea behind this thing. And I mean, like, just like the main picture here, I mean, it does look, that's what it does look like.
That, yeah, that pump on the outside, you know, and just the tubes. He's got the aviator cables connecting devices on the outside, right? It just, it looks, yeah, like this is, somebody's pulled this out of a spaceship and like thrown it down on the ground to like get them up and running wherever they're at. This thing's just awesome.
Old man in the chat said he goes, try to go through the airport with that build. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a really cool looking build. I mean, it does look, that's why like I saw this and I was like, yep, got to put it on the site. Yeah, it's just super, super cool. You know, and there, here's it at the club booth and stuff.
The, you know, the custom LCD screen that they put on there, just the layout of it makes it look like it's some sort of, you know, device. And if you don't know what some of these are, like you wouldn't maybe tell that that's a GPU with, you know, sitting there, and an SSD and the motherboard and all that. You're just like, oh, these are just the icons for this purifier. I absolutely love this thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really unique. There's that up close of that LCD, really cool, really unique. You know, and
did
again,
you see the like video card or the cables they were using, like coming out of the GPU, one of them like a couple back, they just used like custom, I don't know, everything about it is amazing. So
I'm trying to find where's the,
you had it up there a minute ago.
Oh, right here.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, so they've got like a, it almost looks like they're using a dongle into another cable.
Yeah,
just I don't know.
Like I said, it looks like something that would be in a movie or on a real spaceship, sort of. So I shout out to AK Mod for this one. This one's super, super cool. Just the whole aesthetic of the whole thing is just really, really cool. So go ahead and check that out. Like I always say, we have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds if you want to kind of just search through and kind of see what you can do with PC parts. It's really awesome. So we talked about the 4060. As we said, the 4060 is coming out June 29th now. We have official confirmation from NVIDIA. They tweeted it out. This comes early because it was supposed to launch in July. So I don't know if they're launching it early because the 4060 Ti is doing bad. I don't know if the 4060 Ti is doing bad based on all the reviews that came out that I watched and read. Not a lot of people were happy with it. So will the 4060 be that card? Will it be that bang for your buck card? Again, the 4060 is supposed to be, and again, the 4060 Ti is the AD106, right? This is
This isn't the same thing, right?
This is the AD107.
Right.
So 3072 CUDA cores compared to the 4352 CUDA cores. So you're going to see,
that's a big drop,
a bump down in performance. Now, it does have the same 8 gigabytes of GDDR6 across the 128-bit memory interface, but it is slower GDDR6 as well. Only 115-watt TGP. Now, NVIDIA hasn't finalized pricing on this. What do you think the pricing is going to be with the... Is it going to be $299? Is it going to be $329? Is it going to be $349? It can't be more than $349.
$349 was my gut, like my instinct, right? Price. But I could see maybe a $329.
I'd like a $329.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be a $299 card. That's for sure. But yeah, I don't think you could go above $390 or $350 for sure. It better be $12. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll see. But I just want gamers to have that card in the 40 series, right?
Yeah.
And I guess, yep. The 47, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, so that is official now. We will have a review for it as well. So stay tuned. I'll have one of those and we'll give you that review. At least I hopefully hasn't shown up yet. So, but if you know, should have one of those. Also breaking news, you know, we've come so far in this PC journey. We got awesome graphics cards. We have, you know, white PCBs. What's the next thing that we could do in this PC?
I don't want to spoil it, but I know what it is. So yeah, who knows? So. Like we've had green PCBs forever. Yeah, we've gotten black PCBs and white every now and then. So
we got a
pink was the next choice, yeah, huh?
Pink. So Zephyrus, right. Which is a Chinese brand, released the first graphics card with a pink PCB. We've seen pink graphics cards. There's been a bunch, especially again from
cases and tons of peripherals.
Yeah, there's a bunch of pink stuff, but to get an actual pink PCB, I mean, interesting to say the least. I think it's cool. It's good to see. I think this is a 3060 Ti, actually. Yeah, it's a 3060 Ti from that company. Okay. I mean, I guess they'll sell some of them to a specific crowd of people. Does this need the pink PCB? I mean, you're seeing it a little bit, but like,
I think it would look good with a white PCB and a pink fan and that same crowd. Yeah. I wonder if that would look better. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but you know, it's first one. So we wanted to tell you guys about that one. Also now this is a Ryan story, I think. Somebody modded a 2080 Ti to support 44 gigabytes of memory.
Jesus. I mean, I guess if you want to.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to remember the previous. We've talked about, you know, adding memory to GPUs in the past. I'm trying to remember what one of the more recent ones was, and I was more impressed with it. But this one's like two generations old, and then just an amazing amount of memory anyways. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, a 5-year-old GPU, so.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see its performance compared to, you know, its stock settings.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I like modding. We don't. I every time one of these come up, and we have seen a decent amount of these lately, which is I think cool. But we used to see this stuff a lot, and we don't see it as much anymore. But I think we've covered a handful of these on the podcast. So pretty cool to see. We have everything linked in the article if you want to check it out. But yeah,
I guess you really got to love that generation of card or something to go through with all the work it takes to mod
these things. Those things on and doing all that. Yeah, I don't feel like I have a steady enough hand. I feel like
it'd be bricked as soon as I.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. But yeah. Let's see here. What else do we have? So Be Quiet has a new case, a new Darkbase Pro 901. This is a big boy case. Very, very large case. There's some interesting things with this, like this whole contraption, which I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of. I assume you can take it out, right, if you don't want to use it.
I hope so.
This GPU cable thing. I think maybe some people might like
it. Isn't it also a support bracket?
Oh.
As well? Like an anti-sag bracket?
You're right. I didn't even look at it, thinking about it like that. But yeah, that's all. Okay, that makes more sense. So,
but still, you may not want it there. You may not like the look, but
yeah, you might not like
the look. It's a dual purpose, right?
Yeah, it's a dual purpose. So it brings the cables up, but it all, you know, hides the cables and it supports the card. I feel like it's big. Like, it just takes up a lot of space, and I think a lot of people want to show off that side of their card a little bit, right? I don't know.
Usually, yeah.
I believe that, I assume that's a 4090. I mean, it's the three slot, so I assume that's a 4090 in here. So we'll see. But yeah, it's a really, really big case. Comes with four.
It's nice and wide.
Yeah. It's a big case. Lots of storage, lots of interesting things about this one. So like I said, check this one out. I feel like the Be Quiet cases are like utilitarian cases. Like, they're like for people who like don't want to show off.
They're anything. They're straight up function. Yeah,
function and performance is what these cases are about. So I think a lot of people will appreciate this case if you're one of those type of people. So, but yeah, I don't know if we have pricing. Yeah, so pricing, $299 on that one. Okay. So yeah, $299. It's a big case. Yeah,
it's a big case.
Yeah, it's a big case. So maybe we'll get one into review. And we'll tell you about that one. Something we saw at CES launched, the Odyssey OLED G9.
Yeah.
$2,200 for this thing. Old man was talking about it on Twitter, actually. These Samsung just like knows how to make a sexy display, and they back it up with like the specs. You know what I mean? 49 inch, 1800 R curve. OLED DQHD, which is 5120 by 1440, 32 by 9 ratio. I think I can replace this.
That's pretty sweet. I mean, sure, you could. Do you want to?
Yeah, I mean, of course I want to.
Sure, you want to, but man, I don't want to pay $2,200 per monitor.
Maybe I'll get that one and then stack the other 40.
But I mean, for you, like, yours is like it's your work display, it's your gaming display, it's all in one, and you spend a lot of time there, so like you're staring at it a lot, so that's a good investment.
We always talk about this as like, obviously we spend so much money on our actual PC, but like I always say chair, because your body's important. Mm-hmm. And then secondly is monitor, because you're looking at it all day, and you want something that looks good and gives you the performance that you want. And again, I always say that if you don't cheap out on your monitor, and if you want like a specific monitor, go for it. Like, if you can't afford it right yet, save up or do the, you know, you can do the payment plans through all the different websites. Like, it is well worth it, in my opinion. Like, I would gladly pay if I needed this monitor, like I would gladly pay the money, because again, it's something I'm sitting in front of every day. It's hard to explain how good OLED looks. Ryan and I saw it in person at CES. It's just so good. The colors are so crisp on this thing. And again, like Samsung, just like the cool RGB backlighting, like how they do the ports, the stand, like it's just they're one of the best when it comes to these large format displays. I mean, they really, really are. Yeah. Oh, it's 240 hertz too. So, you know,
got to have something to run this thing.
Yeah. Right?
Like, pair this with a 4090.
Yeah. It's going to be a cool monitor. So you can go ahead and pick this up if you wanted to. Available for purchase June 12th. So, that was 2 days ago. So, yeah.
Go pick one up. Yeah.
I always feel like you have these incremental bumps when it comes to like your stuff. Like, you know, you eventually, you know, you maybe you have a mid-range GPU and then you upgrade to, you know, you're finally on that high-end SKU, right? You finally made the investment. Like, you went from one monitor to two monitors. That was like a big investment. And then you went from, you know, I went from two monitors to the 49 inch. Like, that was, you always have these like upgrades in your life that are like big, and I think that this monitor would be one of those one of those things for sure. So another thing, something that I thought you might be interested in, Ryan, this is a new mobile device from 1X Player. It's the 1X Player 2. The interesting thing about this is, again, this is same type of thing as a Steam Deck or the ROG device as well. is that this one has a, what's the size of the screen on this one? It has a bigger screen. So the ROG Ally has a 1080p screen. This has a 2560 by 1600 screen. And it's designed sort of like a Switch. So the sides can actually come off and you can kind of carry it like this, which is pretty cool. Like you can, you know.
Yeah, pop them back into the middle to be a controller.
Yeah.
It's cool. So, I like it.
Yeah, it's a pretty...
It's got that little keyboard add-on, it looks like.
Yeah, so I think this makes it more functional too, because again, these are really made to be gaming devices, but they're full on PCs. They're running Windows. You know what I mean? So I think it's cool. I think with the keyboard, it makes me more interested in it, because like the ROG Ally is awesome, but like I do would like... I think if I got something like that, like it would replace like a laptop in some regards, as far as like doing some emails and things like that. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't want to do emails with joysticks. Like I want to use like a keyboard like this. So yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. Obviously, 1X player, I mean, you can get them, but it's more overseas, obviously, but I think it's cool. I think, they don't get the hype at like the Steam Deck does or like the ROG Ally does, but I think it's a really cool mobile device. And again, it's backed up with really good hardware inside here as well. It has that Ryzen 7 7840U on there as well. 8.4 inch screen, like I said, with that resolution. So yeah, pretty cool little device there. So. If only I always talk about this, but if only I played games, I'd be into that.
If you had a commute, that's what it is. Right?
Yeah, I think
that's what it is for me.
Yeah. So Apple had their big event, right?
Yeah.
What is that thing? The screen, the goggles.
I don't know.
Not really interested, especially considering those goggles.
$3,500.
Okay. Not my thing, but one of the more interesting things that they announced was their Apple Game Porting Toolkit. This allows DirectX 11, DirectX 12 translation to run. Like it makes a DX11, DX12 transition layer to run games. You know, because again, game adoption and things like that is not great on Mac. It never has been. This gives people who want to run games the ability to do it, right?
These are pretty big titles. Like my buddy rebuilt his system to replay Hogwarts because he was still trying to play it on his system we built him years ago, like on a GTX 970, and he was like, this game, it's terrible. So he built a new one. So the fact that he built a new machine to play this game, and now you're telling me you can play it on these M1 and M2 chips with, I'm guessing, decent performance. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's and again, I think it's one of those things that's, I mean, there you have to optimize the game and you may have to mod some files, and then like there's certain things that you may have to do, but it's not this toolkit makes it extremely easy, and I think that's easier than like you developing, like, you know, you do, I don't know, like you programming your own thing. This makes it a lot easier.
Sure.
So they were able to get like Cyberpunk running. We did have the videos of Diablo and Hogwarts, but ever since all that Reddit drama, everything's private on Reddit. I don't know if you heard about that, Ryan.
I sure did.
Yeah. So, but we do have the tweet from that shows Cyberpunk running on an M1 MacBook Pro 16 gig. I mean, it's pretty cool. And I think that if they continue something like this, again, as somebody who, you know, you want a Mac, maybe for, you know, for work, and a lot of programmers use Mac and things like that, but you may be a gamer, right? And you only have a certain amount of money to spend, and you're not going to buy a PC and a MacBook or a MacBook Pro. Right.
And or a this gaming might, laptop, yeah.
Yeah, so this, or like maybe that's the choice. Oh, I got to get a gaming laptop because I want a game, and this might push you towards getting a Mac. But I think it's cool. I think that this is a better step in the right direction than like the, you know, getting one major title to run on Mac and it doesn't run great. And, you know, I think that's pretty cool. So, So yeah, so that's the thing out of that whole event that I thought was cool. Not into the whatever. I mean, what's it called?
It's like an augmented and virtual reality headset, but like they were saying in chat, it's not for gaming. It's productivity and
it's
entertainment.
Weird. Yeah, I feel like everybody's gonna have one of those eventually. You're gonna be plugged in, and you're not gonna see like what's happening in the real world around you, and there's just be like people come in stealing your backpack, and you don't even know what's going on. Like, you know, I don't know. Also, we talked about it's Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2. Super excited for this. Super excited for this. They revealed 3-player co-op, which I think looks awesome. What's up here?
Have you noticed my screen lagging?
Yes.
Or anything? Really?
Yes. You bet, internet. Interesting. We're going over this. But I might. The 3-player co-op in this game, and the game looks awesome already. I'm a huge Warhammer fan as far as like I played the original Space Marine, one of my favorite games. 3-player co-op, so maybe me, you, and Shinny can get this, and we all can play together.
Yeah,
like how cool would that be to like all three of us playing through
a co-op game?
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And I'm obviously Shinny's a big fan of Warhammer, right?
Yeah, he plays those little miniature games.
Yeah, so that'd be really cool. So it looks really cool. Did they have a? I don't think they have. I think at the end of the trailer, it did say the release date. Let me bring this up. This winter. So, that could be like the game we play over holiday break, I think. That could be cool.
Could be. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. So, really excited for that. I'm a big Warhammer fan. And then, Diablo 4 is Blizzard's fastest selling game of all time. That surprises me. Like, maybe the hype was there because nothing else was going on.
I guess. I don't know. I'm just surprised.
I just didn't feel the hype of this game like other
games,
like other games. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there was more hype for like, I'm surprised it wasn't. Well, and who knows? Maybe, I don't know what their previous record was, what their previous best-selling game was. You know, whether that was like Overwatch, the original, because I don't think Overwatch 2 did as well as they were hoping.
Yeah. And I didn't feel there was massive hype behind that game either. No. Maybe it's because I'm getting like older and you get like a little more detached from like the gaming
scene. All the gaming scene. They're like,
I mean, good for Blizzard. I've seen a lot of people playing.
I thought about buying it.
Yeah.
My neighbor plays it with his brothers.
Yeah,
and he was talking about it the other day, and I was like, and they were still early on in the game. I was like, maybe I will buy it and just like hop on and play some with them. And then what got me was the $70 price point. I'm like, I'm not paying. I was like, I haven't even spent $70 on Apex Legends in how many years
have I playing, probably you know? Have because I buy the
You buy the pack.
But like I said, good for Blizzard. I think. I know a lot of people that are playing it, so just not my cup of tea as far as gaming goes. But we'll talk about what we have coming up next week. I have another keyboard that's currently on Kickstarter, and this is from ASIO. This is their Terra 75. It is a really cool 75% keyboard, has a big knob on the top. I have the black one, which is this one, black aluminum, and this thing is like legit heavy, like one of the heaviest keyboards that I've ever used. Like you could kill somebody with this, I think, if you hit them with it. It's very, very heavy. And all the top sections are removable. So and the knob is removable and you can interchange them if you really wanted to, you know? So I don't know if they're going to, you know, we talked about Cooler Master like making replacement ones, but I don't know if...
I tell you what, if they make it easier to remove the top of this than the Cooler Master one, they've got...
Yeah,
a success because that.
But it's kind of interesting. The one that I wanted was this one. Was the one? It's concrete,
like a gray.
Yeah, yeah. It's concrete, and mortar? Made and has that. And again, the this keyboard knob. With the fractal design north with the wood just completes the setup. I feel. But yeah, I'll have that for you guys next week. We'll talk about it more in depth next week because I'll have that one done for you guys. So.
So, Azio's had good stuff.
Yeah, they've had some good stuff, and they've been doing that Kickstarter model with a lot of their newer things. And I think for a company like that, that's maybe not massive, I think it is good. It gives them, okay, is this something that we should mass produce, right? They've done a pretty good job with it so far. And I think especially mechanical keyboards is very niche, so I think it really allows their kind of customer base to really feel like they're part of it doing the whole Kickstarter thing. So super cool. We're pretty much coming to the end here. Obviously you were away. Did you use like your camera a lot when you were on your trip? Or
I brought my mirrorless, but I didn't even take it out of my bag. I used,
you know what, I think it is ease of use, right?
Yeah, but it was a frustrating experience, and you and I talked about this a while back. My camera on my phone will not shoot 24 FPS.
Yeah, that's
weird. And so like I was editing the other day for my comic channel and ran into the stupid 24 and 30 FPS, and then it just, yeah. So no, I didn't use that. I just used my phone, but it is, yeah, ease of use, pulling it out and shooting is so nice.
Yeah. I haven't really done a whole lot. I'm trying to think, just working on review stuff. We have a lot. I have a lot of products into review. I need to get caught back up. I was telling Ryan, I feel like my life's just going in shambles with all the stuff I have to do, trying to fix the website. We have fixed a bunch of stuff on the website too. Hopefully it's loading faster for you guys. I've tried to optimize stuff over the past week. Broke the website completely the other day. Like it just completely broke. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but I was trying to fix things and I broke it. So, but yeah, lots of stuff going on. We have a ton of stuff coming up. We're getting into summer. It's so crazy. This year is just flying by. You know, we're going to have to be booking CES stuff coming up. Like, I mean, it's going to be June, July, and then August. And then that's, how long is your summer?
What do you mean?
Like how long?
School summer?
No, like how long is like your, like it's nice out weather typically?
I mean, like it'll be nice through part, like early October.
Okay.
It really just depends. You know,
yeah, I always felt like back home,
because
like,
we have an outdoor Halloween part. You know, people are still doing stuff outside at Halloween and even into the fall. But Shinny says, nice out. It's Kansas. But like, you're not going to go swimming in October.
Yeah. I always felt like back home, like summer ended. So my birthday's at like at the end of August. And then like you had a little bit of September and that was it. And then you were.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
yeah,
it'll stay pretty hot through September a lot of times.
Nice. Yeah, do you have any other big plans for the summer?
I don't think so, no. Not really.
Gotcha. All right, well, old man in the chat said, he said, Best Buy has a Samsung Odyssey G5 1440p 165Hz monitor for $249.99. It's the VA panel, though, not IPS. Still not bad. I think panel prices have gone down a bit. Hopefully we'll see, and I think we might see, again, with NVIDIA putting out the rest of these cards. Maybe we'll see like a card. We've already seen a bunch of cards get pretty low priced, right? Maybe we'll see cards come down in price as well. So, but yeah, guys, we're going to be jumping over to Twitch. We didn't do this podcast on Twitch because there's a bunch of drama going on. You can't multicast anymore. Like there's all this stuff going on with Twitch. There's all this stuff going on in the gaming world. I don't know. Reddit world's going crazy. I feel like
sorts of tech drama.
Yeah, tech drama going on recently. But we didn't. I guess we can't multi. I don't know if it went into effect, but we just didn't do it on Twitch. But we will be moving over to Twitch for our gaming stream. That's where we do all of our gaming, obviously. So twitch.tv/thincomputers. Go over there. Ryan will have that stream up, and we're gonna be playing.
I'm telling you to. Hang on a sec so I can see what free games are over there.
Oh, yeah, free games. I totally forgot. On the Epic Game Store.
That's Payday 2, which is really fun if you got a group of people to play with. So it's free. And then...
You know, I played that game since it came out, Payday.
Oh, really?
I used to play with Jack a lot. Yeah, there's like a group of us that play.
And then there's Guacamole and Guacamole 2 coming out tomorrow. Oh, Guacamelee. I'm sorry.
I was like,
some sort of fighting game or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, guys, go on the Epic Game Store and get Payday 2. It is it's a really fun game.
It was so frustrating, though.
It's basically like you're like going into a bank and trying to rob it, and the police come. It's a really fun game. Yeah. I'm excited. Like, if the third one of it's supposed to come out soon. The third one's supposed to come out eventually. I'll probably get that as well. I haven't got games. I haven't got, like, I'm actually excited. I'm really excited for Warhammer, obviously, like I said. But then the next Payday, I'll have to get that as well. So it's two games that I'm actually officially, Bob's officially excited for, which doesn't happen very often for games. So like I said, guys, head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan will have that stream up, and thanks everybody for coming out, and we will see everybody next week.